Israelis have conceded that Tel Aviv's worsening position on the world stage is expected to decline further. They also voiced concern over a possible nuclear deal between Iran and the P5+1 group. The statements were made in a classified document sent by Israel's foreign ministry to its missions worldwide. Caretakers of the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem Al-Quds have vented anger at an Israeli organization's request for the registration of parts of the mosque as Israeli property. They say they will not back down on the matter. Bahrain's largest Shia opposition bloc, the Al-Wafaq, has stressed that its Secretary General Sheikh Ali Salman was arrested for political reasons. It says Salman's detention came after his call for a boycott of November's elections. The Al-Wafaq National Islamic Society called for immediate release of its detained figures. The Syrian government, in cooperation with the Red Crescent, has delivered thousands of food parcels to militant-held towns in the southern Damascus suburbs. The move comes in the wake of last year's reconciliation deal between the government and militant groups. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a bill which defies President Barack Obama's key immigration policies. The legislation eliminates new deportation protections for millions and exposes hundreds of thousands of younger immigrants to expulsion. House Republicans accuse Obama of reckless unconstitutional actions on immigration. The result of a new Gallup poll reveals that 76% of Americans disapprove of the new U.S. Congress job performance. The low approval rating for the Republican-held Congress remains at the same level for the previous Congress in December. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry have held three rounds of talks on Iran's nuclear program. A U.S. official called the Geneva talks substantive. Now the negotiations are part of a new round of talks between Tehran and the P5+1 group of countries. Charlie Hebdo's publication of a new cartoon of Islam's prophet Muhammad has drawn condemnation from across the Muslim world. French Muslims blasted it as a provocative act in the name of freedom of speech. They called on the non-Muslims to respect the values of Islam the same way Muslims respect other religions.